I just approach it like I approach every week. I mean, who knows if they need me to play? I'm obviously in tip top, mentally and physically ready to play always. So if they need me to play, it won't be a problem at all. I'll be real excited.
How do you stay on top of it mentally when you're not getting those reps and you've got to know assignments that you haven't done for a while?
I mean, I'm in the same meetings every day, and on top of that, I mean, you gotta stay in your playbook a little more. I mean, when you're not getting the reps at the defenses, you gotta kind of stay in your playbook. At home, come back a little later. You just got to go make sure you're going over and over it as much as they're going over in practice.
How much energy can you bring to a team that probably could use a little energy right now? Given what happened,
I think we got enough energy. I think
not anger in this
moment, I think the team is right where they need to be, right where we need to be to win this game.
Fred, is running with the first unit a lot more fun than doing a show team?
I'm excited if they let me just stand on the sideline, hand out water. I get excited like I said before, I get excited just being able to make an impact on special teams. I mean, any little chance I get, any little opportunity they give me to shine, I mean, my excitement goes through the roof. I mean, I'm just happy.
Depending on how things pan out, I mean, you could be lining up against the Dallas Cowboys someday.
True.
Maybe running out of the tunnel. I mean, how exciting would that be?
I mean, that's exciting, but at the same time, they got to put their pants on one leg at a time, just like I do. I mean, it's going to be exciting, but I'm here to play football. I'm here to win.
Where do you feel like you've
improved the most? I think it's all facets of football. I mean, when you get – as you're a rookie, your first year, you just improve on every little thing you ever did, pass rush, stopping the run, taking on blocks. I think I've gotten better at all of it, really.
Side, like when you're on scout reps, how much like progress have you made just in terms of understanding this game? Working on the scout reps.
Working on scout reps, understanding this game.
Or understanding you're just getting up to the playing speed with everything.
So I don't understand your question.
Working on the scout reps, how much does that help you as far as what you're doing?
I play a scout team, just the same techniques we should be using all the time. You know, same techniques our team uses. Like I use those for scout teams. So. I mean, every day, every week, every rep, you're getting better.
What do you think are your biggest strengths?
My biggest strengths? I think I can read a lot of everything. I mean, I think I do a lot of things well. I think I can rush the passer pretty well. I can stop the run well. I mean, I couldn't say. You have to ask my coach what he thinks I can do best, honestly. I mean, because I think I can do it good, do everything pretty good.
This is what they drafted you for. I mean, you were the 3-4 linebacker.
Yeah.
So, feeling pretty confident that you're ready to go then?
I'm always, I mean, like I said before, I mean, I'm always, if they need me to play, I'm ready to play.
It's been kind of weird, I mean, being a guy who's played for so long and then to be, I mean, 8 weeks where you're playing special teams, you're not really out on defense. It's got to be a little scary.
I mean, it's just like, it's kind of like the transition from high school to college. You go from high school, you're the man, nobody can shine a light to you, and you get to college and everybody's the best, and everybody was the best in high school. Then you had to work your way back up, and then in NFL, everybody was the best in college. So, I mean, it's the same transition. You get to a hill, then you fall down. You get up to the top of the hill, you fall down. It's good.
You're going half of a red shirt here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Going back to training camp, how much do you think you maybe missed an opportunity to get into a role quicker just based on the fact that you weren't available?
Oh, man, I don't look back at training camp at all. I mean, what happened. I got hurt right in the beginning. I don't dwell on it. I mean, whatever happened. I don't really try to look back too much at what could have, should have, would have been.